gazes turned inwards, led Marius to that walk, and it was nearly every day he found this couple there. The man appeared to be about 60 years of age. He seemed sad and serious. His whole person presented the robust and weary aspect peculiar to military men who have retired from the service. If he had worn a decoration, Marius would have said, "He is an ex-officer." He had a kindly but unapproachable air, and he never let his glance linger on the eyes of anyone. He wore blue trousers, a blue frock coat, and a broad-brimmed hat, which always appeared to be new, a black cravat, a Quaker shirt, that is to say, it was dazzlingly white, but of course linen. A grisette who passed near him one day said, "Here's a very tidy widower." His hair was very white. The first time that the young girl who accompanied him came and seated herself on the bench which they seemed to have adopted, she was a sort of child, 13 or 14 years of age, so thin as to be almost homely, awkward, insignificant, and with a possible promise of handsome eyes. Only they were always raised with a sort of displeasing assurance. Her dress was both aged and childish, like the dress of the scholars in a convent. It consisted of a badly cut gown of black merino. They had the air of being father and daughter. Marius scanned this old man, who was not yet...